This is 105.5 WIRI.
This is hour two of Weekend in the Country. I'm Craig Orndorff, and a happy weekend to you wherever you are and whatever you're doing. Thank you so much for coming back for part two of the program. And on today's show, we have gone back to the end of June in 1997. And we're playing the most popular country singles from this weekend 28 years ago. And we resume our climb at number 10 with Trace Atkins. I left something turned on at home.
Well, boys, I hate to leave good company. But my baby just called me on the phone. From the sound of her voice, I simply have no choice. I left something turned on at home. Well, I just put a quarter in the jukebox, and it ain't halfway through my favorite song. But if I don't leave right now, my whole place might burn down. 'Cause I left something turned on at home. It ain't the stove, it ain't the heater. She's hotter and a whole lot sweeter. And all day long, she's been there alone. Right now, her arms are open. The houses are probably smoking. 'Cause I left something turned on at home. Hey waitress, could you cancel that order? But if it's too late, I'll take it to go. Boys, I gotta run for somebody calls 911. 'Cause I left something turned on at home. It ain't the stove, it ain't the heater. She's hotter and a whole lot sweeter. And all day long, she's been there alone. Right now, her arms are open. The house is a problem. I left something turned on at home. Right now her arms are open. The house is a probably smoking. 'Cause I left something turned on at home. Yeah, I left something turned.
Common phrase given a cheeky secondary meaning by Trace Atkins. I left something turned on at home, the fourth single from his debut album Dreamin' Out Loud. That was tune number 10 this week, 1997, on its way up to number 2. And these were the most popular songs played on radio this weekend in 1997. And the tune at number 9, courtesy of the disc jockeys, was also number 9 on the sales survey. It's Little Things by Tanya Tucker.
Love can't be measured with diamonds and gold. Before you spend your money, I ought to let you know if you want to get to me. Try the little things. Don't need that mansion on top of the hill. Too many rooms with nothing to fill. You can furnish me with the little things. Rub my back, make me laugh, hold me while I dream. All it takes to make my day is to tell me you love me. Little things. It doesn't matter what mood I'm in. I always melt when you begin whispering. The little things rub my back, make me laugh, hold me while I dream. All it takes to make my day is to tell me you love me.
Tanya Tucker with Little Things at its peak of number 9 on the countdown. That was her final top 10 hit. Hey, this week in 1997, Jack Kevorkian struck again.
When the Supreme Court upheld laws against doctor-assisted suicide on Thursday, Dr. Jack Kevorkian sent word that he intended to continue his work. And this morning, there is grim evidence that he may have. Police in the Detroit suburb of Southfield, Michigan, found the body of a 40-year-old Nevada woman in a local motel during the night. Near the body was a note with instructions to call Kevorkian's lawyer, Jeffrey Feiger.
I just know that I was retained by the family, and this is a state's rights issue, and what this is about people's rights in the United States not to suffer and not to have government tell us how much we have to suffer before we die. If we have any rights mad at all, we have those rights. And we've been doing that in Michigan for the last 7 years, and we're going to continue to do it. And we don't have to ask permission not to suffer.
Kevorkian has admitted being present at the deaths of at least 45 people since 1990.
Sarah James of NBC reporting on the latest patient of Jack Kevorkian this week in 1997. And we get back to the countdown that weekend at number 8 with Alan Jackson's remake of Who's Cheatin' Who.
You cannot impose, you can't stick your nose into something that you don't understand. Still you wonder who's cheating who, who's being true, who don't even care anymore. It makes you wonder who's doing right with someone tonight and whose car is parked next door. Cars barking next door, guitar. Mm-hmm.
every time love is stolen in the shadows of the night. Though it's wrong all along, it keeps going on as long as they keep it out of sight. Still you wonder who's cheating who and who's being true. Who don't even care anymore. It makes you wonder who's doing right with someone tonight. Whose car is barking next door? Still you wonder who's cheating who and who's being true. Who don't even care anymore. It makes you wonder who's doing right with someone tonight. Whose car is barking next door?
Cheatin' Who was a number one smash for Charlie McLean in 1980, and Alan Jackson's remake just missed out on the top spot. It peaked at number two and was down to number eight this week in 1997. Yeah, the end of June means summertime is officially here. Yeah, getting outside, having picnics, dinner on the deck, grilling out. And let's do a little shopping from this week in 97 and see how much that was costing us. Well, to get a new grill, a charcoal grill, Uniflame 22.5-inch was $40, and a 10-pound bag of charcoal was $3. Now, if you wanted a gas grill from Charbroil, that was $140. All right, hot dogs were $1 this weekend, ground beef $1.30, the buns were about 70 cents, yellow corn $4 for $1, Lay's potato chips were $1.80, seedless watermelon 29 cents a pound, and you could get all the ingredients for s'mores for about $3. And the beverages, a 6-pack of Miller Lite was $3. And special this weekend, 2 12-packs of 7-Up were $5.
7-Up, it's an up thing.
Yeah, 7-Up,
does it every time.
It's 7-Up,
yeah, it's an up thing. It's clear and it's wonderful, and it's lemon and lime.
7-Up,
it's an up thing.
Yeah, the bouncy It's an Up Thing campaign ad for 7-Up here in 1997. And we bounce up to number 7 on the countdown this weekend, 28 years ago. And in that position, we find Dina Carter, Count Me In.
Could there be a different ending to the same old story? 'Cause you're not the first to say you're gonna be there for me. I need to know what's in your heart. Can you finish what you start? How can I be sure I won't be sorry? If heartaches and tears and shadows of doubt are part of the deal, you can count me out. But if you're talking, you can count me in. When you tell me you're the one I've always needed, you don't know how much I'm wanting to believe it. But I've heard it all before. Now I'm needing something more. A promise is no good if you can't keep it. If heartaches and tears
third single from Dina K. Carter. Her first two went to number one, Strawberry Wine and We Danced Anyway. And Count Me In was at number seven this week, 1997. It would move up two more spots.
You're listening to The Memories on Weekend in the Country.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Jane has 150,000 miles on her truck. And she's proud of that. Jane's secret, AutoZone, where friendly AutoZoners help her find the right parts. Jane's brother, Josh, only cares that his car starts and goes. But when it doesn't, he also goes to AutoZone, where friendly AutoZoners help with free services. No hassles, just help. Everything you need, nothing you don't.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Hey, Green Goblin here. So you've got a clogged drain in your bathroom. Water in the sink's overstaying its welcome. You're spitting today's toothpaste on top of yesterday's toothpaste. You hope that it'd go away. Yeah, clogs don't just go away. I make them go away. I'm Green Goblin, the only clog dissolver you need. I'm bleach-free, safe for your pipes, and I work. Guaranteed or your money back. Because I never met a clog that was going to unclog itself. Green Goblin. Let the gobbler get it.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Every morning, we rise and shine, make breakfast, and brush away the night's rest. These routines help us start the day off right. Nature Made vitamins are a simple step in that daily care regimen. Multivitamins with daily essentials, clinically studied probiotics for gut health support, magnesium to help relax the body. Nature Made is made to care for you every day. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What's that smell? You smell that? I hear that same thing every day. I'm Crust Buster Crockett, and I can tell you, I sure do smell that. That there's the sweet smell of cherry pie. That's the only thing you smell when Crockett Septic Pumper Trucks come a-rolling down the road to pump your septic and holding tanks. Hoo-wee! They sure do a good job keeping your system clean, and Crockett Septic can also take care of your porta-potty rentals, too. Just give them a call, 715-712-3456. Tell them Crust Buster Crockett sent you.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pump right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whip. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Yeehaw!
Hi, I'm Ashley, and I want to talk to you about your business. Are you a business owner who lies awake at night worried about your business uncertainties? Do you know who your target audience is or how to reach them? Don't waste another night's sleep. Call me at 715-496-0710 so I can show you the tools and information you need. We offer radio, digital, and streaming services that will help you stand out. With my education and experience, I'll help you create a solid plan tailored for your business. Because cookie cutters are for the holidays, not for business needs. Call today and let those uncertainties melt away. 715-496-0710.
At WFHR and WIRI, our advertisers are part of our family, so come join the family by calling Ashley today at 715-496-0710.
I'm Craig Orndorff, and you're listening to Weekend in the Country on Wis Country 105.5 WIRI.
Weekend in the Country!
Today, that old calendar on the wall has been turned back 28 years to June of 1997. And checking in at number six on the countdown this week, one of the most beloved hits for George Strait. This is Carrying Your Love With Me.
Baby, all I got's this beat-up leather bag. And everything I own don't fill up half. But don't you worry about the way I pack. All I care about is getting soon. A goodbye kiss is all I need from you. 'Cause I'm carrying your love with me, West Virginia down to Tennessee. I'll be moving with the good Lord's speed, carrying your love with me. It's my strength for holding on, every minute that I have to be gone. I'll have everything I'll ever need. I'm carrying your love with me. On a lonely highway, stuck out in the rain, darling, all I have to do is speak your name. The clouds roll back and the waters part, the sun starts shining in my heart for you. You're right there and everything I do. 'Cause I'm carrying your love with me, West Virginia down to Tennessee. I'll be moving with a good Lord's speed, carrying your love with me. It's my strength for holding on, every minute that I have to be gone. I'll have everything I'll ever need.
Your Love With Me. George Strait at number 6 this week, 1997, headed up to number 1, his 32nd chart topper. And as I mentioned, it's one of his most beloved songs, and you can quantify that with its double platinum certification. That means more than 2 million copies have been sold over the years. You might say it's a blockbuster, like some of the movies that were playing this weekend in 1997. Number 1 at the box office this week, Face Off, John Travolta and Nick Cage. Cage was also in Con Air. From Disney, Hercules. The highly anticipated Batman and Robin with an all-star cast featuring George Clooney and Chris O'Donnell, along with Arnold Schwarzenegger, Uma Thurman, and Alicia Silverstone. And while it made a good bit of money, the reviews weren't very good. Now, much bigger at the box office and a little bit better reviews was Jurassic Park: The Lost World. Jeff Goldblum and Julianne Moore. There was Speed 2, Sandra Bullock and Jason Patrick. My Best Friend's Wedding had Julia Roberts. Lots of laughs and Liar Liar with Jim Carrey. And we were introduced to a new international spy, Austin Powers.
Hello, Mrs. Kensington.
Hello, Austin.
Why don't you have a model for me, Mrs. Kensington?
You know how Mr. Kensington feels about that.
Oh, behave. Yeah. Yeah, baby! Yeah.
Mike Myers played both the hero and the villain, and he was joined there by Mimi Rogers and Austin Powers, International Man of Mystery, one of our favorite movies here in June of 1997. And our fifth favorite country song this week, according to the Billboard Hot Country Singles Chart, was this one by Mark Wills, Places I've Never Been.
I've never seen the sunset in Montego Bay, but my heart melts when you look at me that way. And I've never seen the snow fall from a Rocky Mountain. just by looking in your eyes. 'Cause you take me places I've never been. I travel
the third single for Mark Wills, Places I've Never Been, at its peak of number 5 this very day in 1997. Well, let's talk about our world back then. I mentioned Bill Clinton was the president of the United States, Al Gore the vice president, the population 272 million. New this year, Bugs Bunny got his own postage stamp. Back in May, IBM computer Deep Blue defeated Garry Kasparov in a chess match. On May 25th, South Carolina Senator Strom Thurmond became the longest-serving member in the history of the U.S. Senate. He had been there for 41 years and 10 months. The trial of the Unabomber Ted Kaczynski was underway. And this week in 1997, June 26th, a fantasy novel was released in London, telling the story of a boy who discovered on his 11th birthday that he was a wizard. The book was Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone by J.K. Rowling. And speaking of the British, upcoming this week in 1997, on July 1st, after 156 years, colonial rule would end in Hong Kong.
They left to the call of trumpets echoing across the Pearl River. A long goodbye that ended with a wave. It is Britannia's last voyage, the epilogue of empire. For the departing British, this was not a retreat, but a proud march homewards. Now, said Governor Patton, it was time for Hong Kong people to seize their own future.
Now, Hong Kong people are to run Hong Kong. That is the promise, and that is the unshakable destiny.
A century and a half of imperial rule ended with the lowering of the Union flag.
Fergal Keane of the BBC reporting on the British handing over Hong Kong, the brightest star in their empire, to the Chinese on July 1st, 1997. We're back to the countdown now. Here's Reba at number 4. I'd rather ride around with you.
My cousin's getting married at the Methodist Church. That's why I stayed home from work. I'm supposed to hold the flowers when the new bride kisses the groom. That's what I'm supposed to do. So what are we doing with the windows rolled down? 25 passionate miles from town. Oh, I love her like a sister. Baby, but
I'd rather ride around with you.
Song number 4 this week in 97, I'd Rather Ride Around With You. There's Reba McEntire. That would peak at number 2. That's one of the titles in our collection that's labeled June 1997, which we're playing on this weekend in the country.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Annie's first oil change wasn't as hard as she thought because she went to AutoZone, where a friendly AutoZoner helped her find the right oil and save on an oil filter. He explained the job and showed her free how-tos on AutoZone.com. When she was done, AutoZone recycled her old oil for free. No hassles, just help. Everything you need, nothing you don't.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
I'm Craig Orndorff. Let's return to Weekend in the Country on Wisc Country 105.5 WIRI.
Weekend in the Country!
I'm Craig Orndorff, bringing the tunes to you from the Shenandoah Valley of Virginia. And you are listening in from a great place on the map, courtesy of some outstanding radio stations like WLGC. They cover the Ohio River Valley there, around Ashland, Kentucky, Portsmouth and Ironton, Ohio, and Huntington, West Virginia. Then up around the bend, there's WYVK in Middleport, Ohio. And they've also got us on in Fairbury and Lincoln, Nebraska, on Old Red 99.5 KUTT. Well, today we've gone back to June 1997, and we're up to number 3 on the countdown with Vince Gill, A Little More Love.
We both went a little crazy. We both did each other wrong. Don't think it's too late, baby. Hope is gone. Need a little more love. Get us through the night. Just a little more love. And we'll be alright.
Vince Gill's fourth single from his album High Lonesome Sound. A Little More Love at number three this week in 1997. It topped out at number two, his seventh runner-up record. And now it's time for sports. NASCAR this weekend was in Fontana, California. First time they'd been to Southern California in 9 years. Jeff Gordon ran out of gas on the final lap, but coasted across the line before Terry Labonte could get to him. Gordon would win the championship this year. Baseball, the Orioles and Braves had the best records at this point, but a loaded Florida team would take the pennant and then beat the Indians in a thrilling 7-game World Series. And Eddie Murray got his 3,000th hit this year. College World Series, LSU won the crown, beating Alabama. In the NBA, Karl Malone of the Jazz was the MVP, but Utah lost to Chicago as the referees missed a goaltending call on Scottie Pippen in the final seconds, and that set up the game-winning shot not by Michael Jordan, but Steve Kerr.
Scottie Pippen looking for Michael Jordan. Checks the clock, 5 on the 24. Here's Jordan, did not have the shot.
Marv Albert for NBC as Steve Kerr sank the game winner to clinch the series in 6-4 Chicago. NHL, Teemu Selanne scored 51 goals, but the Red Wings took the cup. They swept the Flyers. In golf, Ernie Els won the U.S. Open by one shot over Colin Montgomery. Great Triple Crown, Silver Charm won by a neck at the Derby and then in a photo finish at the Preakness. But Silver Charm was edged in the Belmont by Touch Gold. And Wimbledon was underway. Pete Sampras and Martina Hingis would win titles. Now there's one more sports item, and we'll have that coming up later as our number one story of the weekend. But we're not at the top of the chart yet. We're in second place. And in that spot, it's Ty Herndon, Love Too Much.
You say you love me a little. You say you want to stay friends. You say you don't want those strings attached. The one on you to depend. You see love as a prison. See love as a key. You think a little is more than enough. It's not that way for me. I need to be loved too much. I need to be held too tight. I need to hear someone say at the end of the day, I'll make everything right. When the rest of the world goes home, someone's touch. I've been alone too long. Now I need to be loved too much. Too much sun will burn you. Too much rain you'll drown. Too much cold will freeze you. Too much wind will blow you down. Love is something different. It disregards the rules. You call me a dreamer, but sometimes dreams come true. I need to be loved too much. I need to be held too tight. I need to hear someone say at the end of the day, I'll make everything right. To feel someone's touch. I've been alone too long. Now I need to be loved too much. I need to be loved too much. I need to be held too tight. Someone say at the end of the day, I'll make everything right. The rest of the world goes home. I need to feel someone's touch. I've been alone too long. Now I need to be loved too much. Oh, I need to be loved. Yes, I need to be loved too much.
Ty Herndon, Love Too Much. He took that as high as he could, up to number two, where it sat this week in 1997. What kept it from number one? We'll have that next on Weekend in the Country.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Jane has 150,000 miles on her truck, and she's proud of that. Jane's secret, AutoZone, where friendly AutoZoners help her find the right parts. Jane's brother, Josh, only cares that his car starts and goes. But when it doesn't, he also goes to AutoZone, where friendly AutoZoners help with free services. No hassles, just help. Everything you need, nothing you don't.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Well, good morning, kiddo. I love that you're home from college. I've missed you.
Still taking your nature-made vitamins?
Every day. A multivitamin and a probiotic. You better be taking yours.
Still looking out for me, Mom.
I'll never stop.
Made to care for you every day. Nature Made, the number one pharmacist-recommended vitamin and supplement brand. Find us in the vitamin aisle, based on a survey of pharmacists who recommend branded vitamins and supplements.
One of life's greatest mysteries has finally been solved.
Who let the dogs out?
Spruce! Spruce! Spruce!
It's Spruce, the new hard-working, worry-free weed and grass killer that's safe for use around people and pets. When used as directed, spray the leaves for visible results in just 1 hour and dead weeds in just 1 day. You spray, they play. Weeds die by the next day.
Who let the dogs out?
Find Spruce wherever weed killers are sold.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
You can't escape a traffic jam. Know what else you can't escape? Seasonal allergies. And you might think you can avoid that coffee stain until... Oh, really? You can't escape a lot of things in life. But you can escape prediabetes. Prediabetes captures 1 in 3 adults. There are usually no signs of prediabetes. In fact, most people don't even know they have it. But with early diagnosis, you can change the outcome and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. Take action by taking the one-minute risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. You might not be able to escape having this song stuck in your head, but you can escape prediabetes. Go to doihaveprediabetes.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Look up cheese curds. You'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, did you guess? It takes 10 pounds of milk, which is a big gallon jug plus a little bit more, to make 1 pound of squeaky cheese curds. Call me your curd girl for this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Craig Orndorff, and you're listening to Weekend in the Country on Wis Country 105.5 WIRI.
Weekend in the Country.
We're set to put the finishing touches on today's show, which include a reminder about the Facebook page. It is Weekend in the Country. Go there, give us a follow, and you'll be sure to get all of our updates, including the previews of upcoming shows. Well, right now, time for the classic country feature, where we go back even further from our spotlight year. And today we glance back to the end of June in 1971. And number one that weekend was Jerry Reed.
Well, now me and Homer Jones and Big John Talley had a big craft game going back in the alley. And I kept rolling them seven and winning all them pots. My luck was so good I could do no wrong. I just kept on rolling and controlling them bones. Finally they threw up their hand and said, when you hot, you hot. I said, yeah.
When you're hot, you're hot. And when you're not, you're not.
Something behind me. I turned around and there was a big old cop. He said, hello, boy. Then he gave us a grin and said, look like I'm gonna have to haul y'all in and keep all that money for evidence. I said, well, son, when you hot, you hot. He said, yeah,
when you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not.
You can explain it all down at City Hall. I said, yeah, when you're hot, hot, you're hot. Was a fishing buddy that I recognized. I said, hey, Judge, old buddy, old pal, I'll pay you that $100 if you get me out of this spot. So he gave my friends a little fine to pay. He turned around and grinned at me and said, 90 days, Jerry, when you hot, you hot. And I said, thanks a lot.
When you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not.
He let my friends go free and throw the book at me. He said, well, when you're hot, you're hot. I said, well, I'll tell you one thing.
Yes, sir. When you're hot, you're hot. Jerry Reed. He was hot this week in 1971. Number one on the country survey. One of the 5 weeks that was the hottest record in the land. And now we're up to the number one song from this weekend in our spotlight year, 1997. And the top news story this weekend came from Las Vegas and the WBA heavyweight championship fight between Evander Holyfield and Mike Tyson. And it got crazy in the third round.
What happened here?
I can't believe what I'm seeing.
Biting Holyfield in the right ear. Mills Lane was ready to stop the fight for Holyfield.
Tyson was penalized 2 points, but the fight went on. But not for much longer.
A left hook.
You know, it's funny. Mike was having his best
round. He hit him again. Mike Tyson has bitten Evander Holyfield for the second time, and it is all out war.
I'll tell you what, this is unbelievable.
It's over. It's over. Mills Lane signaling that it's over. I think they've just about had enough.
Steve Albert, Bobby Chez, and Ferdy Pacheco on the call for Showtime Television in what became known as Bite Fight this weekend in 1997. Tyson would have his boxing license revoked and was fined $3 million. Years later, Tyson apologized and Holyfield accepted and forgave him. Well, there was no ear-biting between the two singers on top of the country chart this week, at least that we know of, unless it was the playful kind, and we'll let that be between them. Husband and wife Tim McGraw and Faith Hill. Number one this week in 1997, It's Your Love.
Dancing in the dark, middle of the night, taking your heart and holding it tight. Emotional touch, touching my skin,
and asking you to do what you've been doing all over again. Oh, it's a beautiful thing. Don't think I can keep it all in. I just gotta let you know what it is that won't let me go. It's your love. It just does something to me. It sends a shock right through me. I can't get enough. And if you wonder about the spell I'm under, oh, it's your love. Better than I was, more than I am, and all of this happened by taking your hand. Who I am now is who I wanted to be. And now that we're together, I'm stronger than ever. I'm happy and free. Oh, it's a beautiful thing. Don't think I can keep it all in. But if you ask me why I've changed, all I gotta do is say your sweet name. It's your love. Just does something to me. It sends a shock right through me. I can't get enough. And if you wonder about the spell I'm under, oh, it's your love. Just gotta let you know what it is that won't let me go. It's your love. It just does something to me. It sends a shock right through me. I can't get enough.
Tim McGraw and Faith Hill, It's Your Love. That was the first of six singles from Tim's big album, Everywhere. Two of the tracks went to number two, four of them to number one, including this one. It was his fifth chart topper, number four for Faith. It was on its fourth week on top of the chart. It would be there for two more weeks, making it the first single to stay that long in the number one spot since Luckenbach, Texas by Waylon Jennings in 1977. Well, that's it for this week's show, everybody. We are all out of time. So good of you to stop by, and I'll have your seat ready for you again next week. And until then, this is Craig Orndorff saying so long for Weekend in the Country.
Live from Central Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app, 105.5 WIRI, Nakusa, Wisconsin Rapids, your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
Labor Day weekend, I was 17. I bought a Coke and some gasoline, and I drove out to the county fair. When I saw her for the first time, she was standing there in the ticket line, and it all started right then and there. Oh, sailor sky made a perfect sunset, and that's a day I'll never forget. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt, skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget something like that.
5 years later on a southbound plane, I was headed down to New Orleans to meet some friends of mine for Mardi Gras. When I heard a voice from the past coming from a few rows back, and when I looked, I couldn't believe just what I saw. She said, I bet you don't remember me. And I said, only every other minute.